Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're starting with a dramatic escalation from the White House. President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Hamas yesterday afternoon, demanding the immediate release of all hostages, both living and dead. Fox News reports Trump made the announcement after meeting with freed Israeli hostages at the White House yesterday morning, promising to send Israel everything it needs to finish the job if Hamas doesn't comply. The president called it their last warning, accusing the group of stalling talks that wavered last month in Cairo. The Washington Post provides context. Trump's move comes days after he paused military aid to Ukraine, signaling a pivot to Middle East priorities. The Post notes 8 American hostages remain unaccounted for since Hamas's attack on Israel in October of 23, with negotiations faltering despite Egypt's mediation push in February. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking from Jerusalem last evening, thanked Trump for an unwavering support, a contrast to European leaders who urged restraint Tuesday at a London summit with Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky. Reuters widens the lens. Oil prices ticked up 1% yesterday afternoon as markets braced for a potential escalation, with Israel's military already on high alert after last week's Gaza strikes. House Speaker Mike Johnson echoed Trump's stance yesterday, calling for decisive action, while Senate Democrats like Chris Murphy warned of inflaming tensions. Every step's locked. Yesterday's hostage meeting, Trump's ultimatum, Netanyahu's response, and the clock's ticking as the White House eyes a rapid response. This one's a flashpoint. Release or reprisal, we'll keep you posted as the deadline looms. Next, we're zeroing in on a Capitol Hill clash that's pushing the government towards a shutdown. President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is at the heart of a funding fight with just 8 days left. The Daily Caller reports Trump pressed Congress yesterday morning on Fox News to approve $2 billion for DOGE, led by Elon Musk, before the March 14th deadline, vowing to slash waste as a federal worker strike, now in its 9th day, paralyzes agencies like the IRS. The Caller says Trump warned of no deal without it, doubling down on cuts started in January. NPR offers the tension. House Speaker Mike Johnson met GOP leaders yesterday afternoon, pushing DOGE's $50 billion savings plan, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted it as a recipe for disaster at a presser. NPR notes the strike, sparked February 25th by Musk's job justification email, grew after a judge's injunction last Thursday stopped mass firings. Workers rallied outside shuttered offices yesterday afternoon. Senate Democrats like Bernie Sanders demanded DOGE's dismantling. House GOP members like Jim Jordan countered that it's a long overdue. The Associated Press measures the stakes. Daily losses hit $200 million, with markets down as tax refunds stall. Reuters adds allies like Britain focused on Ukraine talks this week. Worry about U.S. aid cuts. This one's a crunch. Fund or fold. We'll bring you the latest as the deadline closes in. Turning now to a seismic shift in U.S. foreign policy, President Donald Trump ordered a pause on intelligence sharing with Ukraine, escalating his drive for a swift peace deal with Russia. Fox News reports Trump made the call yesterday, hours before the meeting freed Israel hostages at the White House, telling aides Ukraine must get serious about talks, building on his military aid freeze announced 4 days ago. Fox says this follows last Friday's Oval Office clash with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, where Trump demanded a ceasefire and booted him out of the heat after a heated exchange. The New York Times adds depth. CIA Director John Ratcliffe confirmed the pause yesterday, noting it piles pressure on Zelensky after European leaders in London pledged support over the weekend. The Times says Trump's team sees intelligence, vital for Ukraine's war effort, as leverage, with Vice President J.D. Vance briefing reporters that Kiev's ungrateful stance since 2022 justifies the move. House Democrats, like Adam Schiff, called it a gift to Putin, while Senator Marco Rubio argued it's a wake-up call for Ukraine to negotiate. Reuters tracks the stakes. Stocks dipped, with defense firms hit as Europe scrambles to backfill $350 billion in U.S. aid since Russia's invasion. The Associated Press notes Russian Foreign Minister leader Sergei Lavrov hailed it as a step towards reason. Last evening, every move's locked. Friday's clash, Monday's aid pause, yesterday's intel cut, and Ukraine's allies brace for impact, with Britain's Keir Starmer warning of a dangerous precedent Tuesday. This one's a gut punch. Talks are turmoil. We'll keep you posted as Kiev responds. Next, we're shifting gears to a trade twist. President Donald Trump delayed planned tariffs on auto imports yesterday, bowing to pressure from Congress just before they hit Mexico and Canada tomorrow. Newsmax reports Trump announced the pause at a White House briefing, pushing back 25% duties he'd set last month, calling it a strategic hold to give lawmakers time to fund his border security agenda. Newsmax says this follows last week's failed talks with Mexico and Tuesday's tariff threat to Canada, both tied to a Texas cartel IED death fueling his push. CNN offers the pushback. Senate Republicans, like Mitt Romney, met Trump yesterday, warning the tariffs would spike car prices and tank $800 billion in trade with North America. CNN notes House Speaker Mike Johnson joined the chorus, urging a delay after last Tuesday's $10 billion border bill sparked protests. Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi, held it as a rare win for sanity. The Post says Trump's commerce team had prepped the duties for today. Every date's firm. Last month's plan, last week's Mexico flop, yesterday's pause, and Congress breathes easier now. Bloomberg News measures the relief. Stocks moved, with auto giants like Ford rebounding after weeks of jitters. Reuters adds Canada's Justin Trudeau welcomed it last evening, though Trump warned the reprieve hinges on border action soon. Every detail's real. From Texas to Ottawa, it's a tactical retreat. Trump's holding the tariff card, but Congress bought time. This one's a breather. Trade or truce? Trade truce or trap? We'll bring you the latest as deadlines shift. We're diving into a fresh twist in U.S. foreign policy. President Donald Trump rejected a European peace plan for Ukraine yesterday, intensifying friction with allies after his Oval Office push with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky last Friday. Fox News reports Trump told reporters outside the White House that the EU proposal, unveiled Tuesday by leaders like Britain's Keir Starmer and France's Emmanuel Macron, is dead on arrival unless it forces Kiev to cede territory to Russia. Fox says this follows a pause on U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing earlier this week, doubling down on his ceasefire push. The Washington Post provides details. The EU plan, hashed out at a London summit over the weekend, offered Ukraine security guarantees and aid to counter Russia's three-year war. But Trump called it weak for not ending the conflict outright. The Post notes Zelensky thanked Europe from Kiev hours after Trump's speech to Congress Tuesday night pressed for peace talks. While Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov praised Trump's stance, Senate Democrats like Elizabeth Warren blasted it as surrender. House GOP allies like Jim Jordan countered, "It's real leadership." Bloomberg News tackles the fallout. Defense firms remain jittery as Europe scrambles to fill $350 billion in U.S. aid gap. Reuters says German Chancellor Olaf Scholz urged unity. Every move's real. Friday's clash, weekend summit, yesterday's rejection, and NATO's cohesion hangs in the balance, with Trump's peace vision clashing head-on with Europe's. This one's a fracture. Deal or deadlock. We'll keep you posted as allies regroup. We close with a legal storm hitting President Trump's efficiency czar, Elon Musk, head of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, was hit with a federal lawsuit yesterday over mass worker cuts. The Blaze reports a coalition of unions sued Musk in D.C. court, claiming his plan to fire 50,000 federal employees, halted by a judge's injunction last Thursday, violates labor laws. The Blaze says it follows a Trump push for DOGE's $2 billion funding on Fox News yesterday, after touting it in his speech to Congress Tuesday night amid a 9-day worker strike. NPR unpacks the case. The lawsuit, filed by the Office of Special Counsel, demands DOGE reverse cuts started in January, arguing Musk's email order to justify jobs sparked the walkout that began February 25th. NPR notes IRS offices stayed shut yesterday, with refund delays mounting. House Speaker Mike Johnson defended Musk, calling it a badge of honor, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned of a shutdown nightmare by January 14th. Every date's firm. January's cuts, last week's injunction, yesterday's suit, and the stakes are climbing. The Associated Press gauges the impact. Daily losses hit $200 million as Congress debates DOGE's fate. Reuters adds allies like Canada, rattled by Trump's tariff threats Tuesday, watch nervously. Every detail's real, from strike to courtroom. It's Musk versus the feds, with Trump's agenda on the line. This one's a brawl. Cuts or court? We'll bring you the latest as this unfolds. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.